Thank you all for tuning in to J Best For Real. This is your boy Jaden Best. I'll be coming to you about finding your relations. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I thank you all for tuning in to J Best For Real. It's your boy Jaden Best, and I'm coming to you about finding your relations. This is still on the series of me. This is something that I'm also doing on my Instagram account, J-A-Y-Y underscore best. That is J-A-Y-Y underscore B-E-S-T. Then you can also find me on Snapchat at J-A-Y Beastie B-E-A-S-T-Y 0013. I want to inform you that I made that account when I was a little young. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. Finding your relations. The main thing I want to focus on is finding yourself and what you do. A lot of times when we do things, we just do it, you know, because we have to, or some things we just do it just to say we had done it, and we don't really find ourselves in it. So it's not given 100%, referring to whatever it is that we are participating in. And a lot of times whenever that happens, when we don't give 100%, our product, the sum, the solution, the answer, or, you know, the outcome, the output, and whatever it is we put in matches exactly what we put in. Not 100%. It's something that could fail. It's malleable. It's something that's, you know, not strong. It's not on a strong foundation, excuse me. And then we find ourselves in a place to where whatever it was, it ends up failing. And it may just have been an activity that, you know, God knew it could be something that we could find our full potential in, but because it was something that we've never experienced, or it's something that we've never been able to really find a relation in, we tend to just let it fall down. For instance, this podcast. This is something that I had to find a relation in, and I only was able to find one relation. The fact that it gives me a voice, because throughout the majority of my life, I'm 18, I'll be 19 in November, but I've struggled to have a voice. I've struggled to speak what I believe, speak what I think, speak what I know, and things of that nature. But Podbean has given me the platform, the opportunity to speak and to have a voice. That's what I find my relation in this. That's the relation. That's the relativity that I have in doing this and speaking to you all. And I want to talk about a story in the Bible and finding relation. You know, and you might think, but this story, what does that have anything to do with relating or finding relation with yourself in it? But it's a familiar passage. It's a story in John chapter 2, I believe, where Jesus is at a wedding with his mom, and his disciples are there. They are guests, and during the wedding, they start to run out of wine, and so the mother, she frantically runs up to him. She's trying to find a solution, and she asks him, "Are you able, or should I say, can you do something about this?" And Jesus replies, not really understanding the sign, or the symbols, as some people say, but the signs that God is sending. Not really understanding, I believe. And he responds saying, "What am I going to do? What can I do about this? It's not my problem." And so Jesus' mother, she does not respond to him. But I feel like this was an indirect response, because I feel that she had gotten a message from God. She had received and taken heed to the sign that it was time for Jesus to begin his ministry. So indirectly responding to him, she gives order to the servants to obey the orders of her son. And that wowed me when God revelated that to me, because, you know, at times we don't see our potential. We don't see where we can relate to certain situations. We don't see where we could use our skills. We don't see where we could use our potential and turn it into kinetic energy or kinetic movement. We don't see where we can say, okay, I know that I can't find relation in this, but I know if I do what I specialize in, then I'll be able to find where I can relate to it. And so Jesus's mother Mary, she proceeds with giving order to the servants to take orders from her son. And I actually made a post about this on Facebook. You can follow me at Jaden Best on Facebook. And I said that there's something about the keenness of a mother's spirit. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the mother has been through, a mother always knows her child. And so, understanding his potential, she did what she's supposed to do as a mother, and she began to push his ministry. She pushed his potential. She pushed him into starting his ministry. And so, with that being said, Jesus responds, ordering the servants who had gotten order from his mother to take orders from Jesus. He ordered the servants to get jugs. In the Bible, it's not referenced as jugs, but I mean, that's pretty much the layman definition of what it was. But he orders them to get jugs, and then the jugs are then filled with water. And for those of you that's familiar with this story, this is what leads to the water being turned into wine. This is the first miracle that he performs, because he's in Galilee, and he's at this wedding, and of course they run out of wine, and he turns the water into wine. Boom. Jesus' ministry has begun. But the main thing I want to focus on is how he was able to find his relation in it. Because see, at first he was saying his time had not come. I feel as if he didn't really understand when his time was, because see, his mother understood that his time was now. She understood the now in relation to when Jesus was supposed to start. And so with that being said, he took action because his mother had gave the order indirectly. It was almost like the subliminal shots that, you know, we make as humans. We always, you know, want to be petty, or we want to be messy, and we, you know, indirectly direct something just towards somebody or towards something that, you know, is bothering us, or maybe a topic that we want to talk about. But anyways, so Jesus, he tells them, he orders them, fill these jugs with water. And then he asks the one of the high men to taste the wine. I believe it was the king. Taste the wine, and so then upon them tasting the wine, he's like, man, this wine is good. This wine tastes just as if somebody were to make it who brews it professionally. And you know, and he's saying it tastes as if they preserved it, and it's good wine. And so then after that incident takes place, the Bible says that immediately the disciples and everyone in attendance began to believe on him. Now, in my understanding, that means that they believed that he was the Son of God, and they believed that God was the Father. And again, the main focus is finding your relation. It took somebody else to see Jesus' potential in order for him to act on what he specializes in, because he knew his specialization. He knew he was the Son of God, and he knew that he was called. But I feel he didn't understand when his calling was going to take place. He knew what he had to do, and it took his mother understanding and being keen to the Spirit and hearing and taking heed to the signs of God that it was now that Jesus' ministry began. And so I feel that on that day, that is when Jesus truly 100% took heed to the call of God. And that's what we need to do. We need to understand our potential. We need to understand our now. We need to understand that whatever it is that we endeavor, the endeavors that we encounter, we need to find our relation in it, so that whatever it is we specialize in, people will begin to believe in us. People will begin to support us. People will begin to see the potential, and they'll believe in the potential, and they'll support the potential, and they'll invest in the potential. It's important that we also believe, invest, support our potential, because if we don't believe in ourselves, how can we trust the belief that someone else have in us? How can we trust the potential that people see in us? How can we trust our own vision if we can't trust the thing that is supposed to help our vision prevail, help our vision provide, and, you know, the provision of our vision? How are we going to be able to trust that if we're not able to trust ourselves and the potential that we hold? So it's important that we find ourselves in whatever we do. We try to relate in at least one way. It may be that whatever you do, you might find that there's a consistency in, you know, an action that you take whenever you pursue this endeavor. You may find that it's a consistency in the people that you see in whatever it is you endeavor. You may find that there's a certain song that plays whenever you do what you do, or there's a certain feeling that you get whenever you take this endeavor. But in whatever it is, make sure you find yourself in it. And, you know, and sometimes there's some things that we don't find ourselves in, and that's understandable because we're human. But at the same time, you still have to try and at least find something in it. It may not be you find yourself in it, but find someone in that place. Find someone in that endeavor and help them become who they are supposed to be. Help them start their ministry. Help them do whatever it takes to ensure that that assignment is accomplished. Because it may not be that we are the ones that's supposed to find ourselves, but we're supposed to help someone else find themselves. In the instant, Jesus' mother, she helped him find himself in the situation, because see, he didn't understand, because he was like, what am I supposed to do? My time has not yet come. And she was saying, your time is come. Your time is now. And I need you to do whatever it takes for this assignment to be accomplished, because this is the time. This is the season. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to establish your ministry, for you to begin to do the works of the Lord. And so we have to make sure that we have people who see beyond our now, who can see the inside, who understand the inside, who understand the brokenness, who understand the confusion, who understand the misunderstanding, who understands the misinterpretation, the misconceptualization, who understands who we are inside and out. But at the same time, we must understand and know ourselves better than anybody else. And we have to understand that God makes no mistakes. Everything that he does it because he has a purpose for it. And with that purpose, he has an expected ending for it, according to Jeremiah 29:11. So we have to understand that with that expected end, there are expectations that must be met. There are standards that must be met. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Now, that standard is not just lifted so that the enemy can have to go back and strategically figure something else out. But that standard is also because it's raised so that we'll have something to live for. It's raised so that we'll have something to fight for. We'll have something to expect. And it is expected of us by God that we meet that standard. The standard is not just for the enemy. The standard is also for the one who set it. The standard is for God. God expects us to reach our standards. He expects our standards to be met. He expects our goals to be met. He expects our expectations to be met. Why you think according to, help me, Lord Jesus, Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. What we ask or think is an expectation. What we expect out of God is the things that we ask of him. And he's able to do exceeding the abundance of that. So we have to understand that if he in his word wants us to expect from him, we must expect for ourselves. Now, I was talking to my brother one of the days, and I was telling him that there's a difference between having an understanding and setting an expectation. I can have an understanding that you're wanting to be happy. I can have an understanding that you're wanting your life to be revolve around, you know, God and, you know, and being optimistic. I told him I have an understanding of that's the person you want to be, but I can expect that out of you every day. Why? Because as a human, we have to suffer through trial and tribulation. Every day is not going to be sunny roses and lollipops. Every day is not going to be, you know, happy sunshine, rain, go away. We have to go through the rain in order to grow. The rain symbolizes the washing of the earth and then the growth and the nourishment and the watering of everything that is supposed to grow in that season. So we have to make sure that we're planting the good seeds and we have expectation for it to grow. But at the same time, without expectation for it to grow, we have to understand that there's a season where we have to watch. We have to pray every time. The Bible says pray without ceasing. The Bible says pray, watch as well as pray. Watch spiritually. Now, some people may take that literal and they don't close their eyes when they pray. But watch spiritually. Make sure that you find your relation in whatever it is you're doing. I thank you all for tuning in to J-Best For Real. And I pray that something I said touched your heart, touched your mind, touched your spirit to where it makes you want to do whatever it takes to pursue your ministry. In Jesus' name, be blessed.